I retired from my job recently. Like so many people, I could not wait to devote myself to my writing, to sit in my garden, to travel around the world. I hadn't anticipated the panic and guilt I would feel, however. Creating a structure out of the years stretching ahead of me seemed daunting. Whenever I met older people who were struggling financially, I felt mortified. Work expands to fill the time available, so I sat in front of my computer contemplating what-ifs. What if I had done pure research instead of applied science? What if I had stayed in India instead of coming here? Life felt like an anticlimax. All these years, I had been jealous of stay-at-home moms. Now I had time, but my kids did not need me so much. I had always juggled the demands of my birth family with my own family. Now I could go to India anytime, but I had no parents left to visit. Was I to follow the teachings of Hinduism and become a hermit awaiting nirvana? After a little time, though, I began to change. I talked to the checkout clerk at the store. I said hello to strangers. I no longer yelled at the service rep from Comcast. I was becoming kinder and more patient. For the first time in my life, I had the space to look at myself. So I began to reinvent myself. I made a film about people with learning disabilities. I signed up to volunteer. I painted watercolors. I realized how much time I had wasted looking at the past and the future, while the present moment had simply passed me by. I live more consciously now. I see beauty everywhere. A flower on the road, a child in a park, a colorful sunset make me happy. Life is an exercise in letting go, I know now, a preparation for our departure from this world. The knowledge has made me not despondent, but joyous of the bounties of this world. With a perspective, this is Sarita Sarwate.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.